Luana, you are smarter than Sam, right?
I'm totally smarter than Sam. It's my job.
Oh, wow.
What do you do for work?
I am a librarian at Laval Junior Academy.
Oh, this is good. You know what? Sam hasn't read a book in like 5 years. No, that's true. It's true. All right, Luana, we're excited for you to take him down. We've got $100 cash on the line for you and 30 seconds on the clock. You know how to play, right?
I absolutely do.
All right, good luck.
Okay, Luana. What did Jack and Jill go up the hill for?
That's a pail of water.
Loves, Pampers, and Huggies are all brands of what?
Diapers.
What have you done to the punch bowl if you've secretly added booze?
You spiked it.
Where was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
Philadelphia.
What will a pescatarian eat that a vegetarian will not?
Fish.
Oh, that's five.
These are almost too easy this morning. Those seem really easy.
Well, or was good, she just it's that good smart? For Luana.
It's good for Luana, but I'm worried.
So, I can use $100.
You could use the $100. Yeah. We'd love to give you $100. All right, Sam making his way back in. He was listening to Baby Shark in that isolated booth.
Yeah, hopefully this song will be out of style by the time my kid's born, so I don't have to.
Your baby girl is born. There will be another annoying song.
I'm sure there will be.
You're up against Luana this morning. She's a lot of fun. Great personality.
Like more fun than me?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay,
she's funny. Funnier than you also.
Well, then we need to hang out.
And she did really well.
All right. Now, hopefully smarter.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. What did Jack and Jill go up the hill for?
Pass.
Loves, Pampers, and Huggies are all brands of what?
Diapers.
What have you done to the punch bowl if you secretly added booze?
That was me. I spiked it.
Where was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
In West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
What will a pescatarian eat that a vegetarian will not?
A fish.
What did Jack and Jill go up the hill for?
Jack and Jill went up the hill to...
How do you not know this?
Sad.
Because I don't indulge in nursery rhymes and haven't in over 30 years.
Like, still, you know, it's like riding a bike.
Luana is a librarian, and I mentioned that, Sam, you haven't read a book in like 5 years.
It's not by choice. I'm a very slow reader.
So you didn't read nursery rhymes either when you were growing up, clearly.
No, you have them read to you.
Okay. All right. Let's see how you guys made out this morning.
Sad childhood.
What did Jack and Jill go up the hill for? Please, Luana, tell us.
To fetch a pail of water.
Exactly. Jack fell down. He broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after.
Well, that part I know.
Okay. Luana was correct on that one. Nice work, Luana. Loves,
Thank
Pampers,
you.
And Huggies are all brands of?
Diapers.
Have you chosen a brand yet?
Let's go with Pampers.
You're going to go with
whatever people give them.
Whatever's on sale at Costco. Yeah.
All right. You both got that right. What have you added to the punch bowl if you secretly added booze? The answer is you spiked it. Oh, Sam and Luana were both correct on that. Where was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
West Philadelphia.
Exactly. You both got that right. And what will a pescatarian eat that a vegetarian will not eat? The answer?
Fish.
You both got that right?
Yep.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Luana, start celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Aww.
Luana! You just beat
Sam. She got
Sam.
5 for 5?
5 out of 5.
Woo! Wow.
And it was like easy for her.
Oh. I need to brush up on my nursery rhymes then.
Clearly. Who doesn't know what Jack and Jill went up the hill for?
A pail of water, duh.
Luana, you just beat Sam. We've got $100 for you. Plus, you can tell everybody you're the smartest person in the city, at least for today.
Spectacular.
Awesome. Well, what can I say?
I don't know. I thought you had some nice words.
No. Back to the drawing board it is. Okay. Sweep it under the rug.
We're still working on him not being a poor loser, but congratulations, Luana. We're so excited for you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Shirley from DDO, how's it going?
It's going good.
Awesome. Okay, so surely you can take Sam down this morning.
Oh, I think I can.
You've never heard that one before, have you?
Never.
Wow. That was my dad
joke. She's indulging you.
She hates my dad joke. I hate it too. All right, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. Shirley, you know how to play the game?
I do.
Okay, cool. Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Tom Cruise, Elizabeth Moss, and John Travolta are all a part of what religion?
Pass.
Glossophobia is a fear of what?
Enclosed spaces.
Where would you find the cerebellum, medulla, and hypothalamus?
In the brain.
Melissa McCarthy played Suki St. James on this TV show. What's the job title of the person that manages collections at a museum?
The curator.
Tom Cruise.
Scientology.
All right. And Melissa McCarthy played Suki St. James on this TV show.
Okay. All right. That's there's a buzzer. You did nice job. All right, Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to a little Shallow, Bradley Cooper, and Lady Gaga, who swear they're not a thing.
The love that was apparently never meant to be, but kind of is.
What the rest of the world needed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. You're up against Shirley in DDO.
Okay, well, here comes the pain.
The pain.
The win.
Okay.
The pain.
It's just a game. Okay. Tom Cruise, Elizabeth Moss, and John Travolta are all part of what religion?
Scientology.
Glossophobia is a fear of what?
Glossaries.
Where would you find the cerebellum, medulla, and hypothalamus?
The brain.
Melissa McCarthy played Suki St. James on this TV show.
Pass.
What's the job title of the person that manages the collections at a museum?
Curator.
Melissa McCarthy played Suki St. James on this TV show.
I'm going to say Gilmore Girls, because I know that she had a cameo on that show, and that's how she got her...
Big break. That's what you think?
TV break. So I think.
Let's see how you guys made out this morning. Sam lost earlier this morning during our Eastern London, Sam, by the way.
In case you weren't listening.
He also lost during Date Him or Dump Him. So. Tom Cruise, Elizabeth Moss, and John Travolta are all part of the Church of Scientology. You're both correct on that one.
Yep.
Glossophobia is the fear of what? The answer is public speaking.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, like 75% of people have that fear.
Okay.
Glossophobia. Neither got that right, Andy?
No, that's correct.
Okay. Where would you find the cerebellum, medulla, and hypothalamus? The answer is a brain. You're both correct on that.
Medulla.
Medulla, sorry. Medulla, medulla. That's okay. Same.
Tomato, tomato.
Melissa McCarthy played Suki St. James in this TV show. It was Gilmore Girls. Sam Gestin was correct on that one. Yep. And the last question, what's the job of the person that manages the collections at a museum? It would be a curator, and you both got that right. That makes Sam the winner.
I'll be back.
I like your fighting spirit. That's great.
Yes, Shirley, we would love to have you back. Thank you so much for playing and being such a good sport this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
You too.
Ooh, she was good.